The Host is an adaptation of a novel by Stephanie Meyer, creator of the Twilight vampire franchise. The Host takes place in the near future, beginning in the aftermath of a worldwide invasion that has left the minds of most humans colonized by extraterrestrials. A young woman named Melanie, however, retains her identity and sentience after colonization, ultimately converting her alien parasite, nicknamed Wanda, to the cause of a small band of human resistance fighters. Fans and critics will undoubtedly compare this film to the Twilight movies at some length. But a more intriguing relationship exists between The Host and another group of films, the various versions of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This relationship reveals that The Host is ideological in ways not immediately apparent. In short, The Host intimates that not only will the United States always oppose imperialism, but would also never practice imperialism. The original 1956 Invasion of the Body Snatchers tells the story of extraterrestrial spores that take over a small town by replacing its inhabitants with inhuman simulacra. For decades now, film critics and scholars have discerned in this film diverse, even contradictory, statements about U.S. society in the early years of the Cold War. In his book, Seeing is Believing, Peter Biskin offers one of the most trenchant of these readings. He argues that the movie expresses a right-wing ideology that values the private vision of the individual over the collective and institutionalized will of the masses. A more recent version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, titled The Invasion and released in 2007, sets a similar story in the post-September 11th world. The movie's simplified title evokes the U.S. invasion of Iraq as much as anything from outer space. And indeed, in this version, the alien eradication of human emotions brings about an end to hostilities in the Middle East. Ultimately, the heroes repel and reverse the invasion, but also find that, as a direct result, the death and destruction in the Middle East resumes. As such, an application of Biskin's approach here reveals an ideology that values neither the masses nor the individual. Rather, the film suggests a grim reworking of sociologist Daniel Bell's notion of the end of ideology. Seen through these readings of the 1956 and 2007 Body Snatcher movies, The Host emerges as a reactionary text. Its introductory voiceover informs us that the colonized Earth is now a perfectly peaceful place with no violence or wars. The bulk of the film, however, abandons this paradox, foregrounding instead the humans' struggle to survive. By privileging this, the movie uncritically positions the human resistance as a positive force, despite the fact that if they ultimately repel the invaders, they will also, in the process, reignite all the old horrors of the pre-invasion Earth. Concerning human nature, then, and by extension ideology, The Host is strikingly disingenuous, where the invasion is admirably, if despairingly, honest. Moreover, the human heroes of The Host are entirely North American, thus figuring the United States as a valiant and stubborn insurgency fighting imperialism, while in fact, the U.S. has spent most of its history on the other side of that dichotomy. The Host contains some engaging performances, by Saoirse Ronan and William Hurt in particular, and some genuinely touching moments. This should not distract us, however, from its ideological agenda. The film is reactionary to the point of affirming the worst of U.S. attitudes toward the rest of the world. I therefore say to The Host, in light of its connection to the Twilight movies and with a nod to Roman Polanski's contribution to vampire cinema, pardon me, but your ideology is in my neck.